Second date update.
We got Jake on the line. Jake had a great first date with Taylor, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. First of all, Jake, tell everybody how you met Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor and I both go to Texas A&M Commerce.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you met her at school there?
Yep, we both have the same classes, so yeah.
So what'd you guys do on your date?
Well, I went to go pick her up. I kept the gentleman-like and drove all the way out to Terrell, and we went to Olive Garden.
Oh, man, wow. Terrell.
Wow, okay. This is a big night then, so, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm a fan of Olive Garden. You know, they got the breadsticks, the salad.
Yes, so good.
Yes, yes, okay. So how did that go? How did dinner go?
Hey, it went great.
But you're calling us. Are we correct in assuming there was no second date?
Yeah, there was no second date.
No.
Got ghosted?
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you have to be so direct around it? He doesn't want to talk about it like that.
Have you seen her on campus or anything?
No, thank God I haven't seen her on campus yet, but yeah.
But it's going to happen.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on. And do you want a second date? Do you still want to go out with her again?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, let's have us give her a call and see if we can make that happen for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Jake goes to school with Taylor out at A&M Commerce. They went out to Terrell on their date, drove all the way out there to go to the Olive Garden. Unfortunately, he has not heard from her since that date.
No, so we got a hold of Taylor, and she's agreed to come on the air with us. So, Taylor, do you remember going out with Jake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was really excited to go out with Jake. I love Olive Garden. And the endless breadsticks and the salad.
Yeah, he told us that's where he took you. He said you guys drove all the way to Terrell from Commerce.
Yeah, but halfway through dinner, Jake tells the waiter that we've had enough of the salad and breadsticks and to not bring any more.
Whoa.
Yeah, honestly, I was kind of pissed that he cut off the salad.
I get it.
And the breadsticks.
Yeah,
and especially the breadsticks.
Who does that? Jake, evidently.
So that's the reason you didn't call him back, is because he cut off the salad and breadsticks?
Yeah, wouldn't you? That's kind of why you go to Olive Garden, for the salad and the breadsticks.
Okay.
True.
So, no, they are delicious. So once he cut them off, you were thinking, what's up with this guy? And that was kind of a red flag?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the deal. Jake asked us to call you on his behalf. He's actually on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation just so you can kind of figure out what happened on the date?
I mean, I feel like it's pretty obvious. Don't cut off the salad and breadsticks, and maybe you'll get a second date next time.
All right. Is it okay if we bring him in so you could tell him that, though?
Sure.
All right. Jake, are you there?
Hey, Taylor.
Jake, did you hear what Taylor had to say?
Yes, I did. And honestly, I find it pretty childish that you don't want a second date because of a breadstick and salad situation.
Yeah, well, that just explains why we're not having another date. Thank you.
But don't you think that that's just something that we can talk about on the next date and it won't happen again and we can just enjoy ourselves?
No, I'm pretty sure you just told me it was childish and the salad and breadsticks was important to me.
Why do you have to eat so many salads and breadsticks? It's like you've never had salads and breadsticks in your life.
That's why you go to Olive Garden.
I thought the whole point of going to Olive Garden was to eat their Italian food, like the pasta, not the breadsticks and the salad. That's their marketing. That's the whole point of their marketing skills.
So the breadsticks, that's just marketing?
That's exactly how they fool you. They give you the endless breadsticks and salad. So you get full, you order the pasta, you won't be able to finish it. It's a scam, it's going to go to waste, and then it's just all a big mess.
No, then you get a second meal.
Second? No. You know what?
You take the pasta home for later, and then you get a second meal out of it. Olive Garden is a good deal.
Then what's the whole point of going to a restaurant if you got to eat half of the meal later at home or the next day?
Oh, you know, we're going to jump in here because our whole goal here was not to debate the economics of the Olive Garden meal, though it needs to be discussed,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
It was to see if you two would like to go on a second date. Taylor, if you'd like to go out a second time with Jake, we will pick up the tab for date number two. Any interest in going out a second time with Jake?
No. I think I know what kind of person Jake is, and I don't really want to go out with him again. Sorry.
Then you know what, Taylor? No worries. I'll see you in 5 years when your butt is the size of a barn door because of all the breadsticks you eat.
You can just stuff it, Jake.
Okay, all right. You know what? Taylor, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate your time. You're a good sport to be part of the show this morning.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Jake, obviously didn't get the answer you looked for. Did you have to throw in that last comment, though?
It happened.
Oh, my God.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.